Madhya Leela, chapter 4, verse 1. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Madhavendra Puri, who was given a pot of sweet rice stolen by Sri Gopinath, celebrated thereafter as Shira Chora. Being pleased by Madhavendra Puri's love, Sri Gopal, the deity of Govardhan, appeared to the public vision. Purport. Bhaktivinod Thakur notes that this Gopal deity was originally installed by Vajra, the great grandson of Krishna. Madhavendra Puri rediscovered Gopal and established him on top of Govardhan Hill. This Gopal deity is still situated at Nath Dwara and is under the management of the descendants of Vallabhacharya. The worship of the deity is very luxurious, and one who goes there can purchase varieties of prasadam by paying a small price. Om Adnanti Mrandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamine Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Vishesha Shunyavadi Paschate Shatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we gathered today to discuss the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya from Madhya Leela, chapters 1 to 6. You've already heard yesterday from Ramcharan Prabhu the pastime of the South India Yatra, or how Mahaprabhu started the South India Yatra from Jagannath Puri. And the chapters that I've been assigned to cover is chapter 1 to 6, which are very beautiful because of many reasons. But before I start, I would like to take all your blessings, because the subject matter of Madhya Leela, chapter 1 to 6, is very deep, very confidential, and one cannot understand the pastimes of Mahaprabhu without the mercy of the devotees of Mahaprabhu. So I pray to all of you that I may be able to speak a few words. Madhya Leela, chapter 1 to 6. The first chapter of Madhya Leela, second chapter of Madhya Leela, Kaviraj Goswami is starting by relating the Antya Leela of the Lord. He discusses how, in fact, he starts by saying how Mahaprabhu felt the ecstasy of, you know, seeing Jagannath. And he once sang a verse which starts, Ya Kaumara Hara, which sounded like a mundane verse of a love-struck boy trying to, or a love-struck girl trying to say that, you know, my heart has been stolen away and when will I see this boy? So devotees were wondering, what is the meaning of this verse? Only Mahaprabhu's dear disciple Rupa Goswami could understand the verse. And he responded by another verse, Priyasoyam Krishnaha, which is a verse spoken by Srimati Radharani. So in Madhya Leela, first chapter, there is glorification of the mood of Mahaprabhu, which is so grave and confidential that it's probably beyond my comprehension or ability to cover. So Madhya Leela 1, Madhya Leela 2, chapter 2, speaks about the last 12 years of Mahaprabhu. So this is from the notes of Swarup Damodar. Swarup Damodar was always by the side of Mahaprabhu and he took notes constantly. And Raghunath Das Goswami was also there. Raghunath Das Goswami would read the notes of Swarup Damodar and memorize the notes. And when Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami composed his Chaitanya Charitamrita, he had access to only one devotee. Everyone else had left by then. And that one devotee was Raghunath Das Goswami. So he had access to Chaitanya Mangal, which was later known as Chaitanya Bhagavat, which is the work of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Vrindavan Das Thakur in the spiritual world is, or his original personality is Vyasadev. So he is known as the Vyas of Chaitanya Leela. So he had access to Vrindavan Das Thakur's work and he had access to Raghunath Das Goswami. So he quickly tried to summarize all the pastimes in gist in Madhya Leela. Now you might wonder why in Madhya Leela he is summarizing the pastimes of Antya Leela. And he gives the reason himself. When he was composing Chaitanya Charitamrita, he started composing Chaitanya Charitamrita when he was 93 years old. And he finished composing Chaitanya Charitamrita when he was 95. And at 96, he disappeared from the world. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita was completed on Sunday the 14th of June 1615, and he left this world in 1616 when he was 96, but he was 95, and he writes in Madhya Leela, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami, why is he covering the Antya Leela? Because he does not know if he is going to live anymore to write the entire Madhya Leela. So Madhya Leela has not started. So Mahaprabhu's taking sannyas is the last thing he has written. And now he has to write about Mahaprabhu's travel after sannyas. And the entire pastime in Jagannath Puri, South India, Vrindavan, coming back to Puri, staying in Gambhira for 12 years. None of this is compiled yet. But he's already feeling that I may not survive. So like Srila Prabhupada gave us the Krishna book. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj asked, why Prabhupada, why are you giving Krishna Leela before, you know, writing your entire Bhagavatam? Because you've always told us one should not jump to Krishna Leela. So Prabhupada said, I do not know how long I have. So similarly, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami was, he says in Madhya Leela, Shesha Leela Sutragan, Kailuki Chubibaran, Shesha Leela, the ending pastimes I am summarizing. Iha Vistarite Chitta Hoya. But my desire is that I will expand on them later. Thake Jodi Ayushesha, if there is any life left in me anymore, I don't know, then I may compile it. Vistari Bo Leela Shesha, Jadi Mahaprabhura Kripa Hoya. If Mahaprabhu's kripa is there, then maybe I will compile it. And then he writes about his situation, how he is. He says, Ami Vruddho Jaratur, I am so old that my skin is hanging. All my skin is hanging, I'm that old. Likhete Kapayakar, when I'm writing, my hand is shaking. My hand cannot write. Mane kichu smarana na hoy. My mind, I cannot remember anything. Just see, and he still writes all this. Na dekhiya nayane, I am not able to see what I am writing. Na suniye shrabane, I am not able to hear. Somebody calls for me, I cannot hear that man. Practically blind, without any memory, apparently. Not able to hear anything. At the age of 93, he compiles this. And then he says, Tabu likhi e bodo bishmoy. Still I am able to write. This is a great surprise. This is only by the mercy of Mahaprabhu. So then he writes about the mood of Mahaprabhu. And I would like to cover as much as we can. Anyway, Mahaprabhu's Leela is, it is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela, chapter 20. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, Mahaprabhu's Leela are infinite. They are so deep and so many that even Ananta Shesha with his thousands of mouths cannot recount them simultaneously. So what to speak of us trying to summarize in 45 minutes? Yeah? So we will make an attempt to see how far we get. So Mahaprabhu's external mood, his dasha, and his internal mood, I just want to give you a synopsis of that in a few words. His internal mindset or dasha was that of the gopis of Vrindavan when Krishna had left Vrindavan and gone to Mathura. The external manifestation of that internal separation was Unmada Vilapa, Kaviraj Goswami says. So in Ujjvala Neelamani, there is a beautiful description of what Unmada Vilap is. In simple words, Unmada Vilap means spiritual complete madness. So one is not conscious of what one says, what one does, how one behaves. That is Unmada Vilapa. This is his external manifestation of his internal mood of separation. And Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, Unmada Vilapa is similar to the mood or the words of Srimati Radharani when Uddhav was sent as a messenger to give the sandesha, the message of Krishna. And as Radharani related to him in words which are vichitra, astonishing and confusing, such are the words of Mahaprabhu in his mood as Srimati Radharani in separation of Krishna. So we know Madhya Leela chapter 3 starts by the episode of Mahaprabhu taking sannyas. Mahaprabhu takes sannyas at the age of 24 in the year 1510, which is in the month of Magh, and that is about 509 years ago. Yeah, Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and after taking sannyas, where did he take sannyas? What place? Katwa. He then left Katwa immediately. After taking sannyas, he immediately left Katwa, and he, for 3 days, he was just running towards Vrindavan. What was he chanting constantly? Anyone? He was chanting the verse that the Avadhut Brahmana chants in Canto 11. There is a verse which the Avadhut Brahmana, who has taken sannyas, he chants the verse. The essence of the verse is that now I have taken sannyas. Now I should dedicate my life to Mukunda, and by serving him, I'll make my life perfect. This is what he's chanting constantly because he has just taken sannyas. So Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami summarizes very nicely. He says the meaning is Paratma Nishtha Matra Besha Dharana Mukunda Sebaya Hoya Samsara Tarana. This samsara, I will get rid of this samsara, Mahaprabhu says, as a sannyasi. He's running towards Vrindavan saying, I will fulfill the goal of my life by serving Mukunda, by going to Vraj, by going to Vrindavan. With that mood, he runs at the speed of wind towards Vraj. He falls, he gets up, he runs again, and following him is Nityananda Prabhu and Chandrasekhar, Acharya Ratna, he's known as Chandrasekhar Acharya. He is Mahaprabhu's he is Sachi Mata's sister's husband. So in Bengali, Mahaprabhu's mother's sister's husband, Meso, right? Yeah. So he's Mahaprabhu's Meso. So Chandrasekhar Acharya also runs behind Mahaprabhu. Beautiful description in Chaitanya Charitamrita about the and also in Srimad Bhagavatam about the lotus, the pink lotuses which are compared to the hands of Lord Krishna in Antyalila chapter 19. Such a beautiful dress the deities have today. Okay, so coming back. So Chandrasekhar Acharya runs behind Mahaprabhu along with Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu wants to make sure that Mahaprabhu does not go to Vrindavan. If he goes to Vrindavan, he'll never come back. So running behind him, he catches up. And then he tells Chandrasekhar Acharya, I'm going to somehow make him go to Shantipur. Shantipur is where who stays in Shantipur? Advaita Acharya. And by taking him there, I will make sure that he stays there for good. This is his desire. So I will lead him to Shantipur instead of Vrindavan. Shantipur is in Bengal, not far from Navadvip. And what you should do, Chandrasekhar, you go back and bring Sachi Mata to Advaita Acharya's house. So Chandrasekhar separates and he goes back. He's an old man anyway, so he goes back. Nityananda Prabhu, he goes ahead of Mahaprabhu and he sees that there are some cowherd boys who are tending the cows. And he tells the cowherd boys some reason he gives and he says, this Lord Chaitanya is coming, he might ask you, which way is Vrindavan? You point him in the direction of the Ganges. So the same thing happens. Mahaprabhu asks and they point to the direction of the Ganges. And Mahaprabhu goes along with Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu says, just see, Yamuna is here. We have reached the banks of Yamuna. Mahaprabhu immediately jumps into the waters of Ganga, takes a bath, and he glorifies Yamuna in many beautiful verses. At that time, Nityananda Prabhu had also told Chandrasekhar, you inform Advaita Acharya to come in a boat near this spot where Mahaprabhu will be taking bath. And from there, he should call Mahaprabhu to come to his house. So while Mahaprabhu is taking bath in the Ganga, which is he thinks is Yamuna, suddenly on a nice boat comes Advaita Acharya. And Mahaprabhu comes back to external consciousness. And he asks, Advaita, how come you are here? What brings you in Vrindavan? So Advaita Acharya says, it's my great fortune, my lord, that you have come to Shantipur and you are bathing in the Ganges. Mahaprabhu says, Nityananda has cheated me. Then Advaita Acharya says, no, he has not. On the western side flows the Yamuna. On the eastern side flows the Ganga. And since you are taking bath on the western side, it is technically Yamuna. So he pacifies him like that. Still Mahaprabhu says, where is Vrindavan? Where is Krishna? Where is Vrindavan? At that time, Advaita Acharya says, Acharya kohe, tumi jaha sei Vrindavan. Wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. Mora bhagya gangati re toma ragamon. My great fortune that you have come on the banks of Ganga. But wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. wherever a pure devotee is, that is Vrindavan. We look for Vrindavan everywhere, but Vrindavan is also where the devotees of the Lord are. Krishna says, he declares, I don't reside in the heart of the yogis, I don't reside in Vaikuntha, I don't reside in the temple or any place of worship. I reside where my devotees are, where my pure devotees are. So, Mahaprabhu is taken to Advaita Acharya's house. Now, 3 days Mahaprabhu has been fasting. So, I think the whole Madhya Leela, chapter 1 to 6, there are 3 things that are exemplified in all of the Leelas in chapter 1 to 6. The 3 things are, number 1, the dedication to serve Krishna. So we have a verse, for example, where it says, Krishna nishebana kori nibhrite boshiya. Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vraj just to serve Krishna. Second is complete dependence on Krishna. First is, remember this, dedication. Dedication to serve Krishna. Second is complete dependence on Krishna. In fact, so much was his dependence on Krishna, he just took sannyas. And in those days when you take sannyas, you wear a sannyas cloth, a loin cloth, and you have your undergarment, and that's it, and a staff. And he ran, and at some point, his loin cloth also fell off. So he was only in his one undergarment. He didn't carry any other luggage with him, because he was completely dependent on Krishna. So Kaviraj Goswami says, Eka kopin nahi dvitiyo pradhan. He had only one kopin, one undergarment, nothing else. Complete dependence. Third, detachment from material thirst, hunger, or material desires. Complete detachment. So dedication, dependence, and detachment. And this is exemplified all throughout until he reaches Jagannath Puri. And detachment was such, prema beshe tina dina ache upavas. 3 days he fasted and he did not even realize he was fasting. Such was his longing. Material thirst and hunger, like Parikshit Maharaj. There was no material thirst and hunger in him. Before starting the 10th canto, Shukdev Goswami says, now you've been hearing for so many days, take some rest, drink some water. He says, no, I have no thirst, I have no hunger. Similarly. So, Advaita Acharya very cleverly, he says, Mahaprabhu, please come. Come and take prasad in my house. You've been fasting for 3 days. I have only made 1 pot of rice. That's all I have cooked. Simple. Come. Mahaprabhu says, sure. He goes there. And as he enters, he sees that there are hundreds of pots of varieties of food stuffs, wonderfully arranged, offered in the best manner. Many, many dals. So, banana leaves, everything was on banana leaf. Different vegetables and dals were on banana leaf. And these banana leaves are, you know, the best banana leaves are those which are plucked from a banana plant which has at least 32 bananas, it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, he had made sure that he had plucked the right leaves. All of the milk items were in earthen pots. And there were 3 seats, 3 asanas, which were kept there. So Mahaprabhu, when he saw, he became very, very pleased. He became so pleased that he said, anyone who offers bhoga like this to the deities, Krishna definitely eats. In fact, Mahaprabhu said, Aiche anna je Krishna ke koroe bhajan. One who offers Krishna in this manner. Janme janme shire dharu tara charan. I will put their lotus feet on my head for birth after birth. If one does deity worship, in fact, if you see this first section of Madhya Leela, chapter 3, 4, 5, 6, they are all about deities and relationship with the deities. In the third chapter, you have Advaita Acharyas worshipping his deity and Mahaprabhu glorifying. In the fourth chapter, you will have Madhavendra Puri and his interaction with the deity of Gopal. And then his interaction with the deity of Shirchor Gopinath. In the next chapter, chapter 5, is the interaction of Shakshi Gopal with the two Brahmanas. And in the following chapter is Mahaprabhu's interaction with the deity of Jagannath. So all of these chapters are focusing on the interaction with the deities. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spends time with them, and in the meantime, actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I cannot eat so much. Because, in fact, how to serve devotees? That is also explained. Serving Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya tells Mahaprabhu, you eat as much as you can and leave the rest. Don't worry. And as soon as Mahaprabhu finishes 50% of some item, he puts a refill, tops it up 100%. Again, Mahaprabhu eats 50%, immediately he tops up 100%. And every time he says, if you can't finish, it's okay, leave it. So Mahaprabhu says, how much can I eat? Acharya says, Acharya bole, Neelachale khao chauvan bar. In Neelachal, in Jagannath Puri, you are eating 54 times. Eka bare anna khao, shato shato bar. You eat once or you eat hundreds of times, you will not be satisfied, eat more. So in this way, lovingly, he takes Mahaprabhu to a room to take rest. In the olden days, after you have fed the Vaishnava or the guest, you don't tell them, okay, now go. After feeding, you say, please take rest. So there is a guest bedroom where they go and take rest. And while they take rest, you give them some mukhwas, some nice mouth freshener to eat. And here, Advaita Acharya gives cardamom and camphor and some tulsi, mouth freshener. And then he puts sandalwood paste on his feet and he massages his feet. This is how they used to greet guests. So when he wants to massage Mahaprabhu's feet, immediately Mahaprabhu says, no, you cannot do that. You go and have prasad. So then Haridas Thakur and Advaita Acharya, they go and have prasad. Afterwards, Advaita Acharya sings the songs of Vidyapati. There are many, many things here, but one line he sings, which is very, very beautiful. Vidyapati, Chandidas, Jayadev, and Bilvamangal. These are the four things that were keeping Mahaprabhu in Puri. After he took sannyas, these were the four books that he would take resort to. Chandidas and Vidyapati have written many, many songs in local language, in Odia and Bengali. So one song Advaita Acharya sang, Ki kohi bo re shakhi ajuku anandor, chiradine madhava mandire mor. What to speak of sakhi, what to speak of today's bliss, ajuku ananda. Today's bliss that Mahaprabhu, that Krishna is here. What can I say? Radharani is saying this. What can I say more than this? That the bliss of Krishna being personally present here. Advaita Acharya sings this in front of Mahaprabhu. And he says many beautiful words. How you have now come to my house, I will bind you up, because otherwise you keep escaping me. In these ways he is relating to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu, when he hears this, he keeps shouting, jumping, dancing and saying, Bolo, 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 bole, nache, anando bi bole. He is saying, please speak more, because at every moment he is tasting the mood of Srimati Radharani. 10 days, this goes on. Mahaprabhu dances for 3 hours and then he speaks to his devotees. After 10 days, Sachimata arrives. And Sachimata, when he sees Mahaprabhu, he says, please don't do this with me. Please don't leave me. Just as your brother Vishwaroop left me, you please don't do that. You please don't leave me. And at that time, Mahaprabhu gives externally, so there is external reason and internal reason. Internal reason for Mahaprabhu to go to Jagannath Puri was because Mahaprabhu was relishing the mood of Jagannath, and by looking at Jagannath, he was himself able to understand the mood of Srimati Radharani's separation from Krishna, and then Krishna's separation from Srimati Radharani. Jagannath is Krishna who is melting in the love of Srimati Radharani. So it is a perfect combination for Mahaprabhu to be there, who is melting in the love of Krishna. Mahaprabhu as Srimati Radharani is melting in the love of Krishna. Jagannath as Krishna is melting. That's why he has this beautiful, unique deity form, a very melted form. You know, like you take ice cream, which has a nice form, and go in the sun, it melts, it becomes something different. So Jagannath is like that, melted form, because he is melting in the love of Srimati Radharani. So you can imagine both coming together is the real reason. The inner reason. The external reason was this. Sachimata said, you cannot go. You cannot leave us. Mahaprabhu said, I have to leave because I am a sannyasi. Sachimata said, but then please don't leave very far. Stay close. So Mahaprabhu says, Jani ba jani koilo yadyapi sannyas tathapi tomare kabhu nahi bodas. Knowing unknowingly I took sannyas, but I will not make you sad ever. In fact, Mahaprabhu took the order from Sachimata that he will be in Jagannath Puri, and he stayed in Puri. He did not go from Puri anywhere. He went to South India and came back to Puri. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela chapter 19, the first verse, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, so Antya Leela has 20 chapters. 19th is just the one before the last. And the last chapter is Shikshashtakam. So chapter 19, he glorifies Mahaprabhu with what words? He glorifies Mahaprabhu with the words, Matru Bhakta Shiromani. One who is the best of the worshippers of mother. So much love he had for his mother. And just like Yashoda Maya, when Krishna would crawl, it is mentioned, when Krishna would crawl and he would, sometimes, you know, when children are learning to walk or crawl, toddlers, they fall. Do we think they get hurt? Especially if they are in the mud, they don't get hurt. But still they sometimes cry. Here, Sachimata would see Mahaprabhu in ecstasy, he would jump high. How high he would jump? He would jump 3 meters high. 10 feet high. He would jump to the ceiling. Huh? Almost. That high he would jump. And then he would fall like a stick on the floor. How much he would get hurt, right? So when Sachimata would see him dancing in Kirtan in the house of Advaita Acharya, when she saw him, she started praying to Mother Earth. She said, Je kale nimaya pode dharani upare, when my nimai falls on earth, vyatha jena nahi lage nimaya sharire, please do not hurt the body of my little child nimai. This is her love. So in this way, Sachimata then said that, okay, you go to Puri, but always keep in touch with us. Mahaprabhu stayed there for, he wanted to leave immediately, but Advaita Acharya said, no, please stay for some more time. So he stayed for some more time. And what did Mahaprabhu do day and night? Dine Krishna Katha Rasa Bhakta Gana Sange. During the day he would do Krishna Katha. Ratre Maha Mohatsava Sankirtana Range. 12 hours of the day he would do Krishna Katha. 12 hours of the night he would do Krishna Sankirtan. There was no sleep. And even the devotees would do the same. Such was the beautiful pastime of the Lord in the house of Advaita. Advaita Acharya, it is said, he was a grihastha and he utilized all his means to serve Mahaprabhu, and thus he showed as an example how a grihastha should dedicate everything for the service of the Lord. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, Acharyera Shraddha Bhakti Griha Sampadhane Sakala Saphala Hoila Prabhu Raradhane. By worshipping Mahaprabhu, five things a grihastha has. One is Shraddha. He has faith. We all have faith actually. But a grihastha has faith in the government, in the boss, in the workplace. We keep faith in so many things. My boss will give me an increment. I will get another new job. I will serve another person. Such Shraddha is no good. Full Shraddha Acharya had in Mahaprabhu. Bhakti, second, was aligned to Mahaprabhu. Griha, his entire home was to serve Mahaprabhu. Sampada, his position, he used in service of Mahaprabhu. And Dhana, his wealth, he used in the service of Mahaprabhu. These five he used in the service of Mahaprabhu. At the end of this chapter, the Phalashruti is given, the fruit of listening to this chapter, which is Advaita Grohe Prabhu Bilasa Sune Jai Jana Achira Milaye Tara Krishna Prema Dhana. One who hears about this pastime of Advaita Acharya very quickly will receive the Prema Dhana, Krishna Prema Dhana in his heart. The next chapter, chapter 4, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is simply summarizing what Vrindavan Das Thakur has given. He's saying, I'm not inventing anything, I'm just summarizing what Vrindavan Das Thakur has given, and whatever he has left out for me to give. Actually, if one thinks, the Acharyas have given everything. So in that sense, one does not even need to give this class or speak anything or write any more books. Because if everything is given, nothing is left, then there is no need to expand on it. But the fact is, they have not given everything. They have left something ungiven, so that we as the followers can do it. Once Prabhupada was asked on Venice Beach in California by one of his disciples, Prabhupada, Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. He could have flooded the entire world with Krishna Prema. Why did he not do it? He could have done it. Every town and village he could have flooded himself. Why did he not do it? Prabhupada was walking. He stopped. Dug his stick, walking stick in the sand. Looking very high at the sun. He said, looking at the devotee, because he wanted us to do it. So Krishna wants to give credit to his devotees. And similarly here, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami feels gratefulness. He says, Vrindavan Das Thakur could have described everything. He is Vyas. But he left something so that people like me could take the opportunity to serve Mahaprabhu by describing his pastimes. And then he says how Mahaprabhu goes forward and he is going to a village called Remuna. As he is going southwards towards Jagannath Puri. Now his plan has changed. He is not going to Vrindavan. He is going to Puri. He passes through Remuna. In Remuna, they stay in a beautiful temple of Shirchor Gopinath, where Mahaprabhu relates the pastime. He says, my guru Ishwara Puri, he told me this beautiful pastime of Madhavendra Puri and how this deity became Kshirachor. The deity who stole Kshir for his devotee. Madhavendra Puri, he goes back, he says, Madhavendra Puri in 1479, Madhavendra Puri was going and doing Braj Parikrama in Govardhan. And at Govardhan, he finished his Parikrama and then he came to Govindakund. If you have been to Govindakund, he took his bath and then he sat there chanting. Madhavendra Puri had one habit. He was just like Mahaprabhu was fasting for 3 days. Madhavendra Puri had a habit that he would not beg for any food from anyone. If somebody would of their own accord came and gave the food, then he would eat. Otherwise, he would not eat. So Madhavendra Puri had been fasting for many, many days. He sat there after taking bath in Govindakund and chanting his rounds. At that time, a beautiful boy appeared in front of him with a pot of milk. And he offered the milk to Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri asked the boy, who are you? And he said, oh, I'm a cowherd boy. I live in this village of Aniyor. Aniyor is the village where which Leela happened? Anyone knows? Huh? Well, Govardhan Leela. The lifting of the Govardhan Hill. And then after that, Krishna said, Aniyor, Aniyor, bring more, bring more. So this is Aniyor village. And he said, in my village, nobody goes hungry. So please, have this milk. So Madhavendra Puri, he's finishing his milk. By the time he finishes his milk, he puts the pot down. He sees the boy has vanished. The boy is no longer there. So wondering what has happened, he takes rest at night. In the dream, this is the first dream. In the dream comes this boy Krishna, who is Krishna himself. And he says, actually, I am buried in the ground, in the jungle. Please come and take me out. Because of the Muslim invasion in northeastern India, he said, the priest left me there, buried in the ground, and I have been suffering so much heat and rain and cold. Please bring me out. Next day morning, Madhavendra Puri gathers all the Aniyor village men and he goes to that place and he actually sees there is the deity of Giriraj or Gopal or Srinathji, which comes out. Which is mentioned in this verse. And that Gopalji deity, he then worships Madhavendra Puri. There are many, many details. Gopal, for instance, says, please worship me with cold water. So Madhavendra Puri arranges 900 pots of water from Govindakund to bathe Gopal, to cool him down. Because he was in the ground in the scorching sun, so he was very hot. And then slowly, all the villages come to know about Srinathji. Madhavendra Puri establishes Srinathji or Gopalji on the top of Govardhan Hill. And he arranges Annakut festival every single day. Every single day there is Annakut for the Lord. Thousands of items are arranged. Every person in the village donates a cow. So there are thousands of cows suddenly, you know, in a few years. In 2 years' time, the worship is going on wonderfully. Still, we have that deity in Nathdwar, as we saw in the purport. That Prabhupada says it is now in Nathdwar in Rajasthan, the deity of Srinathji. So, with that worship going on, he is very happy. After 2 years, two Bengali sannyasis, they are traveling and they come there. Madhavendra Puri finds them very nice. He gives them initiation and he asks them to take over the worship of Srinathji. And then one day he gets his second dream. What was the first dream? Take me out from here, Gopalji. Second dream he gets, Gopal says, Gopal kahe puri amar tap nahi jai, malayaja chandana lepa tabe se judai. My heat in my body has not gone still. Please go and bring chandan from Jagannath Puri for me and cover me with that chandan. Chandan is sandalwood. And then my body heat will go. Immediately Madhavendra Puri leaves for Jagannath Puri to get chandan. Now, to go to Jagannath Puri, he had to pass through many, many tolls of tax collectors, which were all Muslim kingdoms. And they would create a lot of hassle for anyone who was, forget non-Muslim, what to speak of non-Muslim, but one who is a sannyasi, they would create extra barrier. So, Srinathji wanted to see, Gopalji wanted to see how dedicated Madhavendra was. So he said, you go to Puri and get. Madhavendra Puri was an old man. So he said, immediately he set forth. And on the way to Puri, he came to this place. This Mahaprabhu is telling to his devotees. He came to this place, Remuna. And in this place, Remuna, he saw that beautiful Gopinath was being worshipped. And he was being worshipped by some very special kind of preparation in pots. There were 12 pots of kheer. And he asked the priest, what are these preparations? The priest said, oh, these preparations are very special. Nowhere in the three worlds is the deity of Gopinath offered such preparation. This preparation is called Amrita Keli, because it is made up of special kind of condensed milk mixed with camphor, raisins and rice and some saffron. Even now, if you go to Remuna, you can taste that. So, 12 pots are offered. At that moment, Madhavendra Puri thought, oh, just if I could taste that, then I can prepare similar preparations for my Gopal in Govardhan. But Madhavendra Puri had a habit of not asking. So he said, if somebody of their own accord comes and gives me, then I will accept it. Because, he said, if I ask for some offering, then I would have committed apradh. So let it come of its own accord. I'm just skipping some of the verses, beautiful verses, but we'll go forward. And at that time, he, thinking like that, he went to the marketplace. And in the marketplace, he stayed there, chanting his rounds. He did not get any of the pots. But the priest of Gopinath, he had a dream at night, and Gopinath told the priest in the dream, I have hidden one pot of kheer behind the curtain. It is hidden for this devotee named Madhavendra. Go to the marketplace, find him and give him this pot. And because Gopinath stole, one who steals is a thief, chore. And because he stole, he is a chore, and he stole kheer, so his name became Kheer Chor. Kheer Chor Gopinath. Such is the loving interaction between the Lord and his devotee. And then the priest goes, finds Madhavendra Puri, gives him the pot. Madhavendra Puri accepts the pot. And listen carefully. After finishing the kheer from the pot, he feels so much ecstasy. He washes the pot, drinks the water of the pot. Then he breaks the pot into many, many small pieces. He puts it, ties it with his cloth. And every single day on his journey, he's eating that one piece of the pot, earthen pot. Such is his ecstasy. So, the very next day, Madhavendra Puri leaves quietly in the morning. He does not wait till everyone is awake. Why? Because he thinks, Thakur Amore Shiradilo Loka Sabasuni. When everyone hears that Thakur has given Kshir to me, Dine Loka Bhida Lage More Pratishtha Jani. By knowing what has happened to me, people will come and see me. They would want to see, oh, such a great person. Gopinath personally gave you kheer. Devotees, by nature, do not want fame. And hence, to avoid becoming famous, he said, I have to quietly slip out. So he slipped out. But when he went to Jagannath Puri, his reputation followed and everyone knew who he was. Because out of fear of fame, he left Remuna. However, fame followed him nonetheless. This is how, for a devotee, a genuine devotee, they don't want to be prominent. They don't want to be famous. Because pratishtha is, as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, Shukarera Bhishta. It is better that you eat the stool of a hog. Stool of a hog. A hog is a processing machine. He eats stool himself. Imagine the stool of a hog. Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, better to eat stool of a hog than to desire fame, adoration. Devotee does not live for adoration and fame or recognition. But pratishthara bhaye puri gelo palan krishna preme pratishtha chale sange gadai. Although he ran away from pratishtha, his pratishtha followed, because Krishna personally follows it. Finally, when he acquired the sandalwood from Puri, he acquired the sandalwood. Many, many devotees helped him to acquire sandalwood. He acquired 40 kilos of sandalwood. 40 kilos of sandalwood. And some 200 grams of camphor. And he started walking towards Govardhan. Because he was... And he passed again. He passed by Remuna. When he passed by Remuna, between Remuna and Govardhan is the many, many kingdoms of Mohammedans. So, at that point, Madhavendra Puri, he was given another dream, third dream, by the third dream. In the third dream, it was Gopal again. And Gopal said this, Srinathji, he said this, oh Madhavendra, thank you for bringing this sandalwood for me. But there is no difference between me and this Gopinath, Kheer Chor Gopinath. Because he was passing by Remuna, he said, please offer this sandalwood to Kheer Chor Gopinath. In this way, Madhavendra Puri was saved from, the troubles of having to face all these Mohammedan rulers on his way. Hearing this, telling about this pastime, Mahaprabhu, he became very, very ecstatic. And I will read a few verses and we will stop after that. He asked Nityananda Prabhu, Prabhu kohe Nityananda karoho vichar, puri samo bhagyavana jagate nahiyar. Please think who is more fortunate than Madhavendra Puri, to whom the Lord himself personally interacted with. Mlecha deshe karpura chandana anito jajal, puri dekhat pabe iha janiya gopal. Knowing that from Mlecha desh he will have lots of troubles with these Mohammedan kingdoms, Gopal became very, very compassionate. But he wanted to fulfill his desire of getting chandan, so he fulfilled his desire also, but by asking the chandan to be offered to Gopinath instead. And then Mahaprabhu says, the great qualities, the three qualities of Madhavendra Puri, he says, what are the three qualities I said in this entire Madhya Leela 1 to 6? Dedication, detachment, and dependence on the Lord. So detachment, Mahaprabhu says about Madhavendra Puri, Parama virakta mauni sarvatra udasin, gramya bartha bhaye dvitya sangahin. He did not have any companion. He would travel alone. He would be quiet. He would never speak a word. He was completely detached. How dedicated was he? Heno jana gopalera ajnamrita pai, adnamrita pai, sahasra krosha asibule, chandana magiai. He went, so much dedication that he went thousands of kilometers to get this chandan for his Gopal, just because his Gopal asked him in the dream. Such is the dedication. And how much was his dependence on Krishna? Bhukhe rahi tabe anna magiya na khai, hena jana chandan bhara bahi laya jai. Bhukhe rahi, he will never ask for even something, he would not even beg for something. Such was his mood. And why he was like this? Praghada premera ei swabhava achar. This is only because of his deep love for the deity Gopal. When Mahaprabhu is speaking about this deity, Shirchor Gopinath, and later, the next chapter, he speaks about Shakshi Gopal. And the next chapter, he meets his own deity, his beloved Jagannath. So you see, it is like a crescendo. It is building up. This is the mood. And in loving exchange, the Lord appreciated Madhavendra Puri. Thinking this, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, there was one verse that Madhavendra Puri sang, which is like the moonlight, and it shines throughout the world. And this verse is so beautiful that the more you relish, the more you remember, the more you will relish. Just like sandalwood, the more you rub, the more you can relish sandalwood. Such is this verse. And this verse, just like Kaustubha is the best of jewel, this verse is the best of all jewels. In fact, this verse is, I've not told you the verse. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't tell the verse until first he glorifies the beauty of the verse. And he says, in fact, this verse is so special because Ei shloka koyachen Radha Thakurani, Tara Kripa Spuraiche Madhavendra Bani. This verse is so beautiful because Radha Thakurani, Radharani herself, has spoken this verse. And it has emanated from the mouth of Madhavendra Puri. In fact, so deep is this verse. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, listen carefully. He says, Kiba Gaura Chandra Iha Kore Ashvadan, Iha Ashvadite Ara Nahi Chauthajan. Only Gaura Chandra, Mahaprabhu, can relish this verse. There is no fourth person. So who are the three persons who relishes this verse? Anyone? One is Mahaprabhu, Srimati Radharani, and Madhavendra Puri. Not even Krishna can relish this verse. Can you imagine what a bold statement? Yeah, such deep. He says, there is no fourth person in the universe who can relish this verse. At the end of life, Madhavendra Puri was constantly chanting this verse and he attained perfection. Sheshakale ei shloka potite potite siddhi prapti hoilo purir shloke roshohite. Chanting this verse in his mouth, he left his body and he attained perfection. What is this verse? This verse is actually, even in grammatically, Sanskrit grammar, it is, there are many, many meters. This particular verse is spoken in Vyogini meter, which is a meter specifically for those who are experiencing separation. And the verse is, Ai Dina Dayardranatha He Mathura Na Thakadavalokyase Hridayam Twad Aloka Kataram Daita Brahmyati Kim Karomyaham. Beautiful verse. Madhavendra Puri says, Ai Dina Dayardranatha He. O Lord, who is most munificent, most merciful, Dina Daya, you are merciful to the most wretched. Daya Ardra. Ardra means you are so merciful because you are so soft at heart. As soon as you see somebody who is most wretched, you naturally become merciful. Mathura Nath, O Lord of Mathura, Kadavalokyase, when will I see you? When shall I see you? Hridayam Twad Aloka Kataram. My heart is being torn into pieces because I am not able to see you, my Lord. Daita Brahmyati Kim Karomyaham. Daita Brahmyati Kim Karomyaham. Oh my beloved, what shall I do? When shall I see you? My sweet Lord, when do I see you? And once I've heard that Srila Prabhupada, when he heard George Harrison singing his song, My Sweet Lord, where he says, I want to see you, my Lord. Yeah, he said, this is same mood as Madhavendra Puri, George Harrison's mood. Yeah, so he's very special. And Mahaprabhu then started chanting, Ai Dina, Ai Dina, and he fainted. Somehow, through Kirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was revived into his external consciousness. Mahaprabhu had three types of dealings in his leelas. One was called magna, means immersed. He was immersed. So sometimes he was immersed, nobody could understand him. Second was ardhabaiha. Ardhabaiha means half external, half internal. And the third was bahya. He was externally conscious. Where he would feel very shy after behaving in a certain way. So when Mahaprabhu he came back to his external consciousness, he felt very, very shy. And at that point, the pujari of Shirchor Gopinath, so this is happening in the compound of Shirchor Gopinath. Mahaprabhu is relating this pastime, ending with this verse, Ai Dina Dayardranath. The pujari of Shirchor Gopinath, he comes with all 12 pots for Mahaprabhu. And they become very ecstatic. And Mahaprabhu says, I will keep 5 pots. There were 4 of them. Yeah, Mukunda, Jagadananda, and Nityananda, and Mahaprabhu was their 5th. And he took the 5 pots and he returned the 7 pots to the pujari and said, you can distribute to others. And then Mahaprabhu, with this mood, he continued his pastime by going forward towards Jagannath Puri. The end of this chapter, Kaviraj Goswami gives a blessing, his fruit. He says, Shraddha Jukto Haya Iha Shune Jai Jana. With faith, whoever hears this pastime of Shirchor Gopinath as related by Mahaprabhu, Shri Krishna Charane Shai Paya Premadhana, he will soon attain the love of Godhead at the lotus feet of Shri Krishna. So, this, I could only go as far as 2 chapters, but who can complete Mahaprabhu's pastime. We need a lot more time to do it. So I would like to say a few words about this marathon. This month we are distributing Chaitanya Charitamrita. And as you heard, every chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita has a Phala Shruti. And practically the Phala Shruti of every chapter is Krishna Dhanapaya. May you attain the Krishna Prema Dhana. May you attain the love of the Lord. So such is the beauty of this literature. And in fact, see, this is Shirchor Gopinath. You have beautiful paintings, photos as well. So please, if you would like to gift Chaitanya Charitamrita to someone, or if you would like to have a copy for yourself, they are distributing at a discounted price. And as a bonus, they are also giving the audio book of the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat, which is free of charge. So please participate in this marathon. Make one's own life perfect and make others' lives perfect. And give everyone the love of Godhead by distributing Chaitanya Charitamrita. That is my humble request. There is no time for questions or comments. So thank you very much. Gauru Premanandi. Hari Om. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Samveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai.